Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
What constitutes a woman? Is it her testosterone level, or her physique, or her demeanor, or her choice of clothing, or her decision to become a wife and mother? That is the larger question that Rashmi Rocket is addressing. The film is, as far as I can tell, the first in Indian cinema to focus on gender testing in sport. The practice, which has been prevalent since the 1950s, is designed to distinguish between biological males and females with the aim of providing a level playing field for athletes. Over the years, however, it's become a controversial and messy minefield which perpetuates the patriarchy and rigid binary ideas about gender. Rashmi Rocket is fiction, but the writers. The story is by Nanda Periyasamy and the screenplay by Anirudh Guha and Kanika Dhillon were clearly inspired by the lives of local athletes whose careers were damaged by the test, namely Santhi Soundarajan and Duti Chand. Santhi, who belongs to a Dalit family, was the first Tamil woman to win an Asian Games medal. But after the 2006 Asian Games, she was told that she had failed the sex test. Overnight, her career collapsed. She even attempted suicide. Duti was dropped from the 2014 Commonwealth Games after she failed the hormone test. She contested the ruling. The Court of Arbitration for Sport eventually ruled in her favor, allowing her to take part in the 2016 Rio Olympics. Like Duti, Rashmi fights the charge against her, which is that she has too much testosterone in her body to be properly female. Rashmi Rocket begins as a soaring sports saga but pivots into courtroom drama. Rashmi, the daughter of a tour guide in the Kutch, is born with a formidable ability to run. Early in the film on Uttarayan, we see her racing ahead of the neighborhood boys to get her mother's kite. A man looking at her wonders, "Chora hai ki chori?" This question dogs her through her life. As an adult, Rashmi drives a motorcycle. She's tough, fiercely independent, and at least for the first hour, dressed in mostly pants, shirts, shorts, and tracksuits. This inexplicably changes to pretty salwar kameezes in the second half as she becomes more domesticated. Is the film telling us that more conformist life choices also seep into your wardrobe? Or is she attempting to dress in a more traditionally feminine way because her femininity has been questioned? I have no idea. Rashmi Rocket is a bit of a muddle. The film is situated between fact and fiction. Director Akash Khurana, his team of writers and leading lady Tapsi Pannu are trying to translate a complex little-known subject into accessible and entertaining cinema.
Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune, military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost to post 9/11 vets and their families. Over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
The attempt is well-intentioned and brave, but not entirely successful. For one, the film about an unconventional woman is far too conventional. The film relies too much on tropes, starting with the Gujarati backdrop. Apart from the kite festival, we get heavily accented Hindi, the mirrorwork outfits, and even a catchy but wholly unnecessary dance number, Ghani Cool Chori, in which Rashmi wears a ghagra with sneakers. The lovely Supriya Pathak is Bhanuben, Rashmi's fierce mother, essentially the good version of the deadly matriarch she played in Goliyon Ki Ras Leela, Ram Leela. And the reliable Manoj Joshi plays Rashmi's father, essentially a bite-sized version of the loving, supportive dad that he played so brilliantly in Hasi To Phasi. Rashmi's relationship with her parents resonates emotionally. Both the mother and daughter are wonderfully stubborn. Her relationship with her partner Gagan is also rendered with care. It helps that Gagan is played with just the right note of understated masculinity by Priyanshu Painyuli. But the writing falters when it comes to the plotting of Rashmi's rise and fall. The film resorts to clichés like an upper-class rival and, of course, the training montage. The tonality is both self-aware and high-pitched, especially in the court scenes. Abhishek Banerjee plays Ishit, a lawyer who persuades Rashmi to take her case to court. Early in the hearing, the judge tells Ishit that he must have seen too many Hindi films. She says, "Itna drama nahi hota hai court mein." But drama is precisely what unfolds. Some of it is gripping, but some of it just plays out as juvenile. Ishit seems fumbling and nervous at first, but then of course proves himself to be more than capable. He goes up against his former boss, who's smug and confident that the association will win. But he also takes a moment to make this snide comment to Ishit about returning to work for him as an intern after he's lost this case. The sneering, which reminded me of these old school Bollywood bad guys, just seems so out of place with the subject. It's half-baked moments like this that stop Rashmi Rocket from taking flight. Tapsee, as usual, is competent and importantly looks the part. I didn't doubt for a moment that she could do what she was doing. But I wonder if the actor is in danger of becoming her own stereotype, by which I mean doing so many Women of Steel characters that they sort of start to merge into one another. I think Abhishek had the most fun in this film. In the time-honored tradition of Hindi film lawyers, he chews the scenery, berating, cajoling and thundering. This is the best part of Rashmi Rocket. You can watch the film on Z5.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.